ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Oh, look what it is. It's another bonus bang.
Oh, a little special treat in your podcast feed from our Bang On Live tour, which is happening around the country at the moment. The shows are amazing and we do some pretty special stuff, don't we, Zan?
We also ask some people to do a bit of homework, but it's fun homework. It's kind of like a Bang On book club where at different shows we are asking you to watch something, a series or a movie, so you can be part of the conversation. And we've been meaning to talk about this one for a while because Anyone But You is one of the runaway success rom-coms of 2024, and we wanted to know why.
Yes. I'm not sure we answered any questions, but we...
I had a lot of questions.
You had a lot of questions. We both had a lot of questions. It was a fabulous chat and very, very funny. Just had a ball doing this one, so shall we take a listen?
Yeah, let's go back to the beautiful Regal Theatre in Perth for a big deep dive into a very, very silly movie. Now, we set some homework for Bang Fam. I don't know how many people watched it, and spoiler alert, we will be talking about it. It's a rom-com. It's a formula. You know exactly what's going to happen. Who watched Anyone But You in preparation, or who's seen it at the movies? Okay.
Does anyone not know what this movie's about? Okay.
Great. Synopsis.
Leave it up to me, because I'm really good at the synopsis. Basically, it's Sydney Sweeney, who you'd know from Euphoria and from... what was the other telly series that we watched and loved?
White Lotus.
White Lotus. That was amazing. Exactly. And a fella called Glenn Powell, who is in Top Gun, which I still haven't seen. Apologies.
He was in Top Gun.
Yeah. I was wondering where he'd come from. He's very handsome, you know. They're both sort of these gorgeous, blonde, handsome things. And it's basically a contemporary adaptation, loosely, of Much Ado About Nothing, which is, of course, the Shakespeare.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Shakespeare play, yes.
Aren't all rom-coms Much Ado About Nothing?
Pretty much. I think they've just gone, Heath Ledger did one and it was really successful many, many years ago, a wonderful film, and everyone's just tried to grab onto that formula and make it work again. And I don't think they'll ever be quite as successful as that, because that was an amazing film. But this film has actually done incredibly well. It started at the box office. It cost them $25 million to make. It has made $200 million, and it's not even on a streamer yet. So people are going to the movies to see this movie. So we thought it was time that we talked about it.
We watched it on the plane. I paid $25 for it, guys. Look, I wrote some notes because I'm me, and most of them are questions.
I'll answer them.
First question, why does he have a chained up ATM in his kitchen?
Never explained in the movie.
It's an old ATM with a big chain. I don't know if it's art. It's never explained. I'm like, he's a hedge fund manager, but it's never explained.
Oh, there's a lot of potholes in this movie, things that don't make sense. Stuff that, like, they've tried to be, it's got, in America, it's got what's known as an R rating, which here is MA, and they've tried to be a little bit sexier, a little bit bawdier, and a bit cruder than most rom-coms. And, of course, I've just gone, well, that's good. That sounds like my kind of movie. Terrible storyline and a little bit of romance, and it's a little bit crappy as well. But the critics hated this movie and the public loved it.
Always happens.
What do you think the reason for that was, though?
Because people like seeing really hot people for an hour and 47 minutes. They're really hot.
Is that why everyone's here? Thanks, guys. I'm joking. I'm absolutely joking.
Yeah, I was thinking that at the end too, and I was like, I really enjoyed that, but I just enjoyed watching hot people for ages.
Yeah. I found them just too perfect. We've had a Barbie movie. This was essentially Barbie again, but playing normal people, it felt to me. They're so perfect. And, you know, it's that... I mean, I wrote the storyline down too. I think you'll enjoy this. It's basically a story about two people hating each other after initially liking each other, and then they start to like each other, only to hate each other again, and then they finally like each other. There you go. That's your rom-com storyline.
You know what it is, though? There's always it's a classic rom-com formula, but usually you have the we're into each other and then there's some sort of conflict and then they take a while to get back together again at the end. But the conflict happens very early and the whole thing is just waiting for it to happen again. And I think it's kind of weighted in a different way. The kicker with this film is that it was filmed in Sydney and your tax dollars paid for it. Actually, the New South Wales government's taxpayers' dollars paid for it. And the this is going to put us back decades in the eyes of Americans. Here are some of the quotes that I pulled, or the highlights.
Oh, you wrote them down too. So did I.
How do you two dags know each other?
This coming from a guy who's like a blonde surfy type that's just walked off the set of Home and Away and can barely speak. There's some really good ones.
They call him Crocodile Jack at one point.
Oh, the other one. We're going to go Troppo this weekend. Get on the Terps. Going to be a cracker. Who speaks like that?
Oh, have you ever called a good friend a ripper cunt? Because apparently that's what we do. Yeah, ripper cunt.
Never heard that before in my life.
I reckon they were just really excited that they could use the C-bomb in a film. They're like, these Australians, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, they love that we
and the government's paying for this. Let's fucking go.
They love that we love the C-word, and that gave them the R rating, I'm sure, because the nudity's a bit lame, although there's lots of, it kind of reminded me of those 80s teen films like Porky's and whatnot, where you'd get... Yeah, absolutely. We'd get these shots of mostly men and sometimes of the women, but like really low groin shots. So you're basically seeing it but not seeing it at all. And teenagers would just be losing their minds. It's a bit pervy.
Yeah, it's a bit horny. Also horny, the phrase, sand up the clacker. I love that.
You know what we used to call that in the 80s? Oh, no.
She's thought, I'll share it, and then the immediate, like the split-second regret that's followed.
It never happened to me because I didn't live near a beach, all right? I grew up on a river, different. Gritty, clitty. I don't know where that came from, but we used to say it. I know. Did anyone here have that term? Come on. I know it's an entire country on the other side where we grew up, but... Thank you. Someone said yes.
I know I shouldn't fact check films, but I will and I do. There's a scene where the two of them fall out of the boat. They're in Sydney Harbour. They're doing all the things. It is an ad for Tourism New South Wales. And they fall out of the boat and the boat can't come back to them because apparently it's too shallow water and will run aground. It's a fucking harbour for boats. Like, what? It's a harbour.
Yeah, no, they're not into
I got too upset about that on the plane.
I feel you. But what I got upset about, and you can see a hint of it here. Okay, Sydney Sweeney, gorgeous. She's wearing heaps of bikinis in this movie. Looks fabulous. This poor woman has never had a bra fitting. Not fucking once. I went when I was 11 to Dornice Body Fashions in Mildura. And Dornice was terrifying, but she knew that back strap of your bra has to go halfway down your back, not at the back of your neck. And you can kind of see it there. I think they've pulled it down for the photo, but when you watch the movie, you will never not see it. You're like...
It's up there in the shoulder blades.
It's literally a neck brace. Oh, I got really upset about that.
Oh, yeah, I
agree. Like, that poor girl, she's going to have back issues.
She needed a 70-year-old woman to pull you and push you and put you into place and make sure you're in the right cup size.
Humiliate you and terrify you. Oh, I've got some issues.
Ultimately, though, I loved it. I love rom-coms. it reminded me of the other shit rom-com that the Australian government funded, Ticket to Paradise, which was George Clooney and Julia Roberts. That was neither rom nor com.
Good point.
And I fucking loved it because I love the form. I feel like I've got some semblance of intelligence and I like a good story. No matter how formulaic a rom-com is, I am fucking in. I love it. I loved this film. I had a great time.
I enjoyed it and I cried when the koala came out. I'm not sure why. I was on a plane, and you know how you cry a lot more on a plane for no apparent reason. There was just a koala sitting in the tree, and I went, oh, that's... They're endangered now, and it's so cute. I liked it too, I've got to say. It's a nice bit of trash.
It'll be streaming. You don't have to... Don't pay $25
for it. Yeah, wait till it's...
I think it's streaming in a matter of
days.
But
people are actually going to the cinema to watch this. And
it opened over in December and it's still playing at my local cinema. There's a lot of horny teenagers out there.
Yeah. And good on them. They need movies like this.
Bang On.
Calling all Bang fam. Double J's smash podcast Bang On is happening live on stage across Australia.
Are we all ready?
Ready to bang on?
Miff and Zan are heading your way with a string of live shows in April and May, including Bendigo, Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
It's like Statler and Waldorf up here.
Don't miss these big conversations about music, art, life and stuff.
Sounds like we don't like this movie, but the problem is, loved it.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll get swept up in the fashion.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Bang On Live with Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst, presented by Double J.
I wasn't asking for applause.
Ticket info at abc.net.au/abcevents.
Bang On.